But before Joanna Panner comes up, let me read part of today's text, Genesis 27, 26 to 35. Again, Genesis 27, 26 to 35. Mothers, and may your mother's son.
The people finally get it. Yet even in this disastrous word, there is grace. For when they saw sin's true cost, there was true repentance. What are the marks of their repentance? We find three in verses 4 through 6. First, they mourn. It is not simply that they mourn, but it is what they mourn. Moses told Israel they would still be going to the land promised to their fathers, the land flowing with milk and honey. Moses told Israel the Lord would send an angel before them and drive out all their enemies. Yet those promises alone hold no comfort. Israel mourns because the Lord has announced his personal withdrawal from them. They will go up, but he will not go with them. True repentance mourns broken fellowship with God. Second, the ornaments are permanently put away. The costly silver and gold Egyptian jewelry would not be worn again. The jewelry itself was not evil, for it had been given to them by God. But it had become symbols of their own sin and idolatry. They wanted nothing to do with it. True repentance is marked by action. Third, Israel received and obeyed God's word. In verse 6, the total removal of the ornaments is what the Lord commanded. They do not grumble, complain, or rebel against the disastrous word that God brought from the Lord. They obey Moses and wait to see what the Lord will do with them. True repentance accepts the consequences that God allows. Verses 7 through 11 offer a striking contrast between Israel's broken relationship with the Lord and Moses' close relationship with the Lord. Moses regularly met with the Lord in a tent which he set up far from camp.